This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we, in all things, we should give thanks. So, Master's Call family, would you join me now in a word of prayer? Masterful, wonderful God, we come to you thanking you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for rising us up this morning, being able to be on this call, to join together and to worship together, to praise your name. Lord, we thank you for all your goodness. We thank you for your keeping us safe in everything that's going on around us, Lord Jesus. This world seems to be getting more corrupt and corrupt every day, but you have encamped your angels around us to keep us safe, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth this morning to comfort our hearts and enrich our minds, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every good and wonderful work that you are doing in our lives, Lord Jesus, teaching us to go out and be that minister in the marketplace, Lord Jesus, to glorify your word and to give you glory. Lord, we thank you for each and every wonderful thing that you are doing. We ask you to watch over Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa and enrich them, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the vision that you gave them for this call, Lord, so that we can come together each and every morning to share your word and to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family, that you gave the vision to start Artists International, which is a company that has brought us all together and that is enriching our lives through health, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all of that and through wealth. Lord, we ask you to cover this call today. Let it come forth unhindered, unabridged, Lord Jesus, that nothing shall interfere with it. And bless the speaker today. Anoint the speaker today, Lord. Let them empty out and then refill them, Lord Jesus, with your word. Let us all feast on what you have to say to us today, and we will give you all glory and all honor in your matchless name, Jesus. We thank you. In your mighty name, amen, amen. And this morning, family, thank you for joining us. God bless each and every one of you. And I will now turn the call over to our heavenly host. Are you there?
I'm here. Minister Jackie, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you, Minister Tiffany. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer here on the Master's Call. God bless you. Thank you for serving us this morning. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And I greet you on this day that the Lord has made, that we will rejoice and be glad in. On behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, we welcome each and every single one of you. And our mission and mandate is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Scripture Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." See, each and every single day since October the 25th of 2010, we have been meeting here in this telecommunication sanctuary to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I thank God for our co-founders, yes, and I thank God for the platform in this telecommunication sanctuary that has been established for each and every single one of you. If you're visiting us for the first time, we welcome you, and we pray that you will dial into this call on tomorrow and that you would share it on social media or share it with a friend. We also have a website for our call, and we invite you to go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website, so please share that with a friend. Also, there are opportunities for you here on the Master's Call, opportunities for you to serve the kingdom. You could do that by greeting, as Minister Jackie just did, or maybe you want to be a host on the call, and that's what I'm currently doing right now. Also, there's opportunities for you to participate when we go to different conferences. There's ways for you to serve. So if you're interested, and maybe you have a message that you want to share with the masses, well, whatever your heart desires is, then maybe it's to begin here on the Master's Call. So send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. Maybe you have a prayer request, please use the same email, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every single day after this call, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539598#. Also, please mark on your calendars June the 11th, 2016. All roads will lead to Houston, Texas. All roads lead to Houston, Texas, where we will be having our Artists International Conference. And so please, please, please save the date. Look for additional information to come up. And if you are joining us on this call and you're wondering, what is this thing she's talking about, Artists International? Well, Artists International is a phenomenal health and wellness company that is changing lives all over the world. An appointment with Artists will absolutely change your life if you met it. So get back with the person that invited you to this call and ask them to share with you how Artists International can absolutely change your life. Well, I'll give you some additional announcements after the message, but at this time, I hope you have your pens and your pads and you're ready to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker this morning is no stranger here on the Master's Call. She's actually one of our co-founders. Currently, she is in the state of Mississippi, where she has the Joy Retreat Center, and she is doing wonderful things in the work of God, as she's resting in God, and God is just purging her and positioning her to do greater. She is known here on the Master's Call as Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. Dimples, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. So I am not going to carry on because she wouldn't want me to, but she is a phenomenal, super fantastic woman of God, and she will be our minister with the message this morning. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line none other than our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you out there this morning?
Tiffany. Can you hear me this morning, Ms. Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, Dr. P.K. The platform is yours.
God bless you, my dear. Thank you so much. I love and appreciate you. And I thank God that you really do know me. I thank God this morning for you, Minister Jackie Henderson. God bless you. Thank you for your ministry to the TMC. And, of course, I do honor my sister, my own sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I know that some of you who are listening for the first time would say, I thought she was the only was the girl, baby girl. Well, you know, the Lord has a way of bringing his people together. If there's a time that I'm not being heard well, please let me know. I am down here in Mississippi for real, and sometimes this thing doesn't work quite as well. So let me know if you don't hear me well, please. This morning, I do honor God for his mercy endureth forever. I do honor God this morning for his goodness in my life. And I do honor God for his love for me. I affirm that I am loved by God. I am lovely and I am a loving person. That which you want in your life, you must speak into your life. Somebody says, amen, Dr. PK, I hear you. I sit here on Joy Drive this morning and ask that you turn to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, because I'm going to continue to read and work a little bit on this thing that I have been working on for a long time that is called rest. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. a time to kill and a time to heal, a time down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to mend, rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. If you have lived any number of years, you know that this word is true, and it is so blessed. And when we hear it and we live by it, we can absolutely live in a restful place. My subject for this morning, if I had to give one, I'm still working on rest, and it would be today, rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. I want you to just write these two, three scriptures down. I may hit them and I may not today because of the depth in which this sermon has taken me. Revelations 14 and 13, and this scripture just deals with resting from your labor. And Matthew 11, 28, and Psalms 37 and 7. Matthew 11, 28, I'm going to talk on a little bit. Well, you guys, the month of March has been very adventurous and challenging for most of us, and those whom I've heard from, I know that it is. For those of you I have not heard from, I'm sure that it is, because otherwise you would have called me by now. For those who really celebrate the breaking of spring with Easter and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and honoring Women's History Month, I am sure that just those two events alone would have filled your calendar in preparation. However, for most of us, we still have had weddings to attend, proms to plan for, babies were born, funerals to attend. Lord, don't let me put a period there and just preach on that. And the list just goes on and on. And when I turn this TV on, which I try not to too much, but I just kind of get a pull sometimes that I need to turn over to CNN. And when I do, Lord have mercy, I'm always with what I know is something is going on in this world outside of the realm of my little circle. But the world has become so much smaller because of technology. And so I turned on CNN and I heard about the small town of Brussels and the attack there and the lives that were lost senselessly. And living in Germany for 4 years while in the military afforded us, as the chaplain and the pastor, the opportunity to visit much of Europe, and visiting the small country of Belgium was one of those stops. And to hear that took me to another place. And then to hear that Christians were killed in Pakistan, the country that I chose to work and deal with in my study as I was preparing for an assignment on war. And I just was really touched by the fact that what happened that people were just kill you because you just aren't like them. They don't like you. No, no, you don't care. Don't care who you are. Don't love themselves. Would strap a bomb to themselves, blow themselves away, and kill as many as they can with them. God, what in the world is going on? What is going on? Lord, what do I do in the midst of all of this? When the answer comes back for you, PK, sit down and rest. My question may sound something like this, and you may resound it with me. Well, what's up, God? Surely you want me to do something right now other than pray. Surely there is something I can do to bring about some kind of relief in these situations. Surely, God, there is something little old me can do. Well, after the ranting and raving and questioning, and then really rationalizing with God, there is this season that we call rest, whereby we just rest our mind and spirit through meditation and then continue on with our jobs and continue on with our work and continue on with our ministry. And we just learn, God, how to take 10 minutes of rest every hour. And we are rejuvenated, replenished, and ready to go on. Move it, get it, and bag it. We still can stay on task, Lord. Surely that's where I am now. Well, then I rationalize with myself with these nice little slogans. I know that I'm too blessed to be stressed. Therefore, I must rest. Sounds good, but rest still escapes me. I still find myself waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning praying for people I don't know by face nor name, but knowing that their hearts are broken. I still find myself doing things, just busy things, folding clothes. And those of you who know me know that I'm not domesticated by any means, but taking a towel and going down the baseboards of the walls and cleaning and cooking because I'm told I can't go out. Pollen is too thick, so I've brought the inside in, the outside in, and I'm working. And God calls me yet again to this place called rest. And I share with you this morning, my TMC family, rest in the Lord. My devotion and devotions continue to be. I hear you, Minister Candy. I hear you with your sweet self. Rest, Dr. PK, just rest. I hear you, D. Rest. I hear you, Tiff. I hear all of you. I hear you. But more profoundly, I hear God. My devotion says, don't be anxious. Things are not working out like you had hoped. Worry about it. Back up into me. I am your strong tower, saith the Lord. I will lift you above the circumstances. Please allow me to. I will lift you so high that you can see clearly the next step. And I've been praying for clarity. So rest in me. Rest in the Lord. Know that I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am the one who brings peace to you, to the events of your day. Walk I say not run, but walk at my pace. All is good. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is blessed. This week, I received two very disturbing calls. It's something about making a decision to do something for the Lord. It's something about saying that this is where I plant my flag, that circumstances will come to shake the very foundation of what you stand on. But I say to you, rest in the Lord. I was reading C.H. Spurgeon's message on rest that he wrote back in 1877, and he comes from Psalms 37:7, and he says here, I hear rest in the Lord and wait, W-A-I-T. And as my dear friend, Pastor Vanessa, often reminds us on this call, that this four-letter word, wait, W-A-I-T, is not a curse word. It is nothing that we should run from or think that it is. Just wait patiently, PK. Wait patiently, my dear. Wait patiently, Jackie Henderson. Wait patiently on me, says the Lord. Well, as I was about to tell you, I received two calls. One, I did not expect to receive, telling me about Twyla Portis' husband's, Irwin Portis, death earlier this week, on Friday of last week, and then called back to pray. And, hey, God, I saw God move in a way that, oh, I knew it was nothing but God. God took and had brought all of the pieces together in a way that I had, I said, oh, my God. In the midst of all of that situation, I had an opportunity to just hear the voice of the owners and the founders of Artists International, and I thank God so much for the love that the Diaz de Leon family has for its people. And I still see Papa under the bridge saying that if my children fall off the bridge, I will be under the bridge to catch them. And God saying to me, rest even as you do this. Rest. Because, you see, immediately I thought I should get up, get my bags packed and get ready to go. Go where? We outrun God so often. We don't wait to hear what he has to say. Wait patiently and rest in me, says the Lord. God, I thank you for the message this morning. The second call came from my niece. And those of you who've been on this call know that Raleigh Roberts, the oldest brother to my husband, and I had a real special bond. And he went into hospice this week, and I had him to put him on the phone because they said he won't talk to anybody. He won't eat. He won't do anything. And I heard David's voice coming out of Raleigh's mouth, and I know that he's at the end. And I said, Raleigh, is this it? If it is, it's okay. We're going to make it. Do you want me to come? Again, I get ready in my mind and start thinking, how can I make this happen? This body says rest. And I hear God saying rest, but I feel like I need to go. But God says, rest in me. TMC family, I call you to a period of rest. I want you to hear this, and then I am finished. God revealed to me very profoundly this week that if I'm resting as if rest was worship, I would not continue to find myself in need of rest. better write that down. When we rest as if rest is really worship, and it is, you guys, rest is worship. Not only did God rest on the seventh day, he sanctified that day. He sanctified it. And that is where I struggle today, being very transparent with you, is being able to sanctify the time and the season of rest. Just sanctify it unto God. Rest in the Lord, my dear TMC family. Rest in the Lord. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
To God be the glory for that powerful message on rest. Rest in the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we praise your holy name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And so we thank you, God, for the word that went forth this morning about rest. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch Dr. PK from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that she will rest in you, oh God. I pray that you would fill her up until she overflows, God, that every single thing that she needs, that you will provide for her. And so for each and every person that has dialed into this, the Master's Call, those that are listening now and those that will listen later, I pray that your will be done in our lives. I pray that we will go out with anticipation and expectation and joy that only comes from you, oh God. I pray right now that your peace, Father God, your knowledge and your wisdom will reside in each and every single one of us, oh God. Those things that we don't understand, God, just give us your peace. And so I lift up the family, the Portises right now. I lift up the Portis family to you, oh God. I lift up the Waterman family to you, God. I lift up the Roberts family to you, God. I pray right now that you would give them comfort, peace, and strength right now in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray that we will share the love that you have given us, oh God, that we would just be there for one another, Father. And we thank you for the new things and the greater things that you're doing in 2016, God. We thank you for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that are being seen, Father. And so we thank you for this divine and appointed hour. And we love you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we realize that we cannot do anything without you. But with you, we can do everything, God. For you love us, and we are yours. So these things I decree and declare in the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the new Morning Motivational Call. That number is 641-715-3865. The access code is 539598-POUND. Please don't forget the Artist On Demand call, which is available to you 24/7. That number is 641-715-3900. And the access code 904434-POUND. Also, don't forget, June the 11th, 2016, all roads lead to Houston, Texas for the Artist International Conference. Absolutely greater and new things are happening in Artist International, and you don't want to miss it. Make sure you're a part of it. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us this day. Dr. PK, thank you so much for sharing the message from the Lord with us this morning on rest in the Lord. And to each and every single one of you who dialed in, thank you for dialing in to the Master's Call. We hope to hear you on this call on tomorrow. At this time, Dr. PK, will you please come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Lord, we thank you for your assurance that when we rest in you, we will find peace, joy, happiness, and the ability to live a super fantastic lifestyle. This is our prayer as we leave this call in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.